that they had, and they bought, except the grandfather bought a farm, and he became, I don't know exactly how it happened, but anyway, he became interested in the county, in Camden County, mm-hmm. and he all of my life that I knew him, he was in. He was in the government. It wasn't really the government. It was a county. He became interested in politics and rebuilding the county after the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather, when he was 17 years old, he and his father went down to Woodbine, and there was a colonel, they joined the Confederacy together, his 17-year-old son and himself, and the old man became ill, and mm-hmm. he died, but the son lived on, and my grandfather was a very attractive young man, right from England. Not his people came from England, and he became a reconnoitering scout. That is, that he traveled all over the area of Camden County, trying to get food for the army,
mm-hmm.
and people were donating. Well, grandfather said they did, that they had peas. You know what brown-eyed peas are?
And a black-eyed peas.
Well, that's right, black-eyed mm-hmm. peas. Well, he said he lived on cornbread and black-eyed peas. and that was what they were contributing, corn and peas and
mm-hmm.
things that they, out of their farms and that, things that they had.
That's what they had.
Grandfather said that he traveled around as a young man. He was a magnificent horseman.
Hmm.
Oh, and after the war, when I was a little girl, whenever they had an occasion to celebrate, like Thanksgiving and 4th of July and all like that, my grandfather dressed up in his Confederate uniform and led the parade. And, and he was a handsome man, and he had blue eyes and a mop of hair. He looked like a general. He held mm-hmm. himself. He was so erect.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, I was so proud of him. And he adored me. And in the summertime, my family would all go to the mountains for a month or so during the hot weather. But when school ended, the next day I was on the train, and I was going to my grandfather. And I stayed there with him until the day the school opened. And everybody said, well, your family, didn't you know so-and-so, these other people around the state, you know? I said, no, I didn't know them. They said, well, they were great friends of your family. I said, I didn't ever know my family. when my grandfather was concerned. And he used to send us barrels. And it would be dolls wrapped up of course a lot of it would be food. He'd send to my mother corn and off of his farm. He had a farm, and he was always in politics.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the ordinary of the county.
Mm-hmm.
And he would say, well, I'm not going to be that anymore now. You men have got to find somebody else. And they'd say, oh, Captain, they called him Captain, because that's what he got.